Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
I love that. Griff Jenkins, how are you this morning, sir? You're the like top of the hour news guy now. Everybody,
yeah.
You were just on for like 20 minutes. They did a whole tribute to you and your new gig at Fox starting this weekend.
Yeah, Ryan and Dan, good morning. And listen, how brutal was it that they dug up this clip of me in 2008? The story behind that, by the way, was Greg Kelly, who was a permanent host on the weekend or whatever, had an emergency at like 10 o'clock on a Friday night. And I was going to be the reporter for the show that day anyway. And they're like, hey, so I know you don't know anything about anchoring, but... And I'm like, what the heck? But, you know, it really is full circle because the first – we didn't play clip, but the very first reporter hit I did on Fox News was a sitting judge in D.C. sued his dry cleaner for $54 million for losing a pair of his pants. And I had been doing it for radio. I started – my first job at Fox was – producer of the Tony Snow radio show.
Wow.
I was a radio guy. And when Tony went to the White House to be the press secretary, I'm like, oh, snap, I got to be busy. So as you know, us radio guys, and I'm first and foremost a radio guy at heart, I was just trying to stay busy. I'm like, well, maybe the bosses won't fire me if I'm like going out gathering news and doing whatnot. And so one morning, Fox and Friends saw I was covering the pants judge, and they're like, could you do TV? And having no actual job that I was doing, I was just sort of like looking busy. I'm like, sure, let's do that. What the heck? And I accosted the judge with a pair of pink pants and demanded an answer, a verdict on my pants, because he wouldn't talk to the media, which is what made it such a great story. And he read me the riot act. And then and there, my TV career was born. But the fact that the first radio hit I ever did and the first hosting I ever did was with Fox, it really is a very special thing for me. It's full circle. And I walk through, you know, our newsroom and see these young producers. I'm like, listen, when you see me, you see yourself. Like, this is the kind of place Fox is.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, you work so hard at it, Griff. And we play that intro, Where in the World is Griff Jenkins? It's because, honestly, you have been to so many different places, covered so many different stories. You have such a huge resume and the amount of important stories you've covered. This is going to be a fantastic fit with Fox and Friends Weekend. One, a big congratulations to you. How does this change your life now that you get the Fox and Friends Weekend?
Bizarrely enough, it makes it even simpler. I'll commute back and forth because my bosses in D.C. are like, we're not going to lose you as a reporter entirely. I'm like, no, you got it, boss. I'll be available for reporting. But it does make life easier because I did fill in on a lot of different things, and a lot of those things were last-minute things. And so at least now I know, okay, plan is be in New York this weekend, and then I'm wherever the heck I am during the middle of the week. And so I'm very excited for it. And you know, just to they kind of announced it to some press last Wednesday, and then of course tragically just hours later Charlie Kirk lost his life, and a story that is continuing to resonate. And you know, as I sat on that couch today, I just thought, there are no coincidences in life. God has a plan. And he, you know, it was just weeks ago that Charlie Kirk was sitting on that very couch in that very spot. And so I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm going to try and use the God-given talents and gifts to maybe bring something to that, too. I know we'll talk about it this weekend.
You know, Griff, our producer and the guy who runs the show, really, Ethan and I were talking during one of the breaks. And I said, of all the people on our show and on major network news, I would rather have a beer with Griff Jenkins than anybody else. And he totally agreed with me. I think your sincere realness is going to come through on that show. And Charlie and Rachel, both also pretty real individuals. I think you guys are just going to continue to dominate the numbers as you have for years. I know, Hegseth, those are some big shoes to fill, but...
Yeah. Listen, your words are so kind, and they mean the world to me, honestly. And take it as a guy at 54 that the only thing my wife will tell you I won't give up is 3 or 4 Stellas every night. So if I get a chance to come out to St. Louis, we will have that beer, because there's few things I'd love more at the end of the day than to have a beer. And I work out a whole lot and try and, you know, keep it so I can keep drinking those beers. But the comment, you know, to be real, I mean, listen, this audience has not only this one I've been doing for years, but with Fox, you know, the viewers watch me kind of grow up. And so yeah, I am who you see on the air, and that's what you get. And I don't suspect I'll be changing anytime soon. And I'm really quite just ecstatic it's with Charlie and Rachel, because I pointed out on the air this morning, I was friends with these guys before there was even the weekend show. And so, you know, I feel very much at home. As I said, home is where the heart is. And my heart's always been with Fox and Friends. And now I get to officially do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, one day it will come full circle. The more your star power rises, a young reporter is going to come ask you about your pants, and you'll realize it's come full circle.
That's right. That's right. It will indeed. I look forward to that day. But honestly, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, hard work does pay off. Yep. And I never, you know, was doing it because I thought I was going to be this anchor. I just leaned into every day. My dad had a great saying back in the day, and I think he got it from some sort of inspiration poster, but he was like, listen, when I would be down and I'd be exhausted, or I was in Iraq, you know, embedded in the invasion, or in Afghanistan or in Ukraine, you're tired, you're exhausted, you got no more to give, always remember, you didn't roll out of bed to be mediocre today.
Amen.
So roll out of that damn bed and do the best you can. And so, you know, that's the message of my story. I did work very hard for it, and now I don't take lightly the opportunity I've been given to not let you guys and every one of our viewers down.
Your first week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weekend's going to be a tough one, I know, with Charlie's funeral on Sunday, and you guys, I'm sure, are going to be covering that enormous event at the stadium. I'm sure it's going to be a tough one for you guys to get through. You were friends, I know, with him, as many people there at Fox were. How do you make that, your realness, I'm sure, will come through, but how do you make that moment be as meaningful as it will be for the millions that will be watching?
Well, and you know, you put your finger on it. I mean, the whole country is still trying to grapple with and process what they've seen and what has happened. And it is a watershed moment in every way in the country, with a country that's very divided and can find, with very little effort, the vitriol that exists on social media, something we didn't have when Kennedy was shot, and the country took years to try and deal with that. But at the end of the day, you know, to your question, the answer is, you're going to get through it by remembering how Charlie lived his life, not how he died.
Right.
And how he lived his life is really a remarkable, unique story, a generational talent. And I think that, you know, we're going to lean into that. And with Charlie, you know, it's going to take a long time to put into context exactly what it means. But one thing is for sure, when his widow, Erica, who no one would have blamed for shutting the door, turning out the lights, and collapse in the tremendous grief she's going to be dealing with for years, instead, she gave a speech. Her comments were among the most profound I've heard in a long time, a story of defiance, gratitude. And, you know, if you thought that movement's going to die, it's definitely not. In fact, I was doing Brian Kilmeade's show on Monday. They asked me at the last minute to host it, and they said, anybody you want to get? I said, get my friend Andrew Colvett, who is the producer, because I was a radio producer for Ollie North first, then Tony Snow, and nobody can speak better. And, you know, here we were doing the Kilmeade show in D.C. out of the Tony Snow honorary radio studio, and I saw a lot of similarities between Tony and Charlie to a degree of a fault. Both saw the best in people, not the worst. And Andrew talked about, while the, you know, social media clips the 5% of Charlie which would engage when pushed, but 90% of his engagements were kind and just genuine and sincere, to try and find a way to debate. And he ultimately wanted to convince people of his persuasion and his way of seeing things. And Tony was a lot like that. And I think that's what's got to come out of this. The country's got to find a way to find the better parts of our hearts and get back to hope being possible and disagreeing without violence.
Yeah.
Griff. Well, Griff, I tell you, there's a lot of people here in St. Louis. We all love you. We're all so proud and happy, and we can't wait to see you on Fox and Friends this weekend, Griff Jenkins.
Thank you, guys. You're very kind. Your words mean the world to me, and to all of our great listeners on 97.1, thank you. Stick with me. I won't let you down. And one of these days, I'm getting to St. Louis for that beer.
Yeah, that's right. I'm buying. Totally buying. That's Griff Jenkins, the new co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. We'll all be tuned in this weekend for the Charlie Memorial. And best of luck to you in the new role, friend. That's great.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Have a great one.
You too.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.